Oh, yes, just so happens.
I got the horse right here. The name's Paul Revere. And here's a guy that says, if the weather's clear, can do.
The guy says the horse can do. We're singing about, of course, the news that American Pharoah is coming to the Travers this Saturday, Alan, and quite a race, and will be many more people excited about it because of this.
They should have painted the horse green. I mean, you know, this is money. Now, there are many people who think that horse racing is cruel. There are many people who think horses were bred to pull or to race. But it's an interesting discussion as to whether or not animals should be subservient to humans. There are an awful lot of people who eat cow every day.
Well, the race for $1.6 million, the purse, will certainly have many putting their money in. And that's another issue in New York, which is gambling. And, of course, our region, which has many casinos and other stakes.
Well, look, it's the look of the times. It's one of the ways in which money is being raised for government. It certainly is not a good thing because a lot of people gamble who can't afford to gamble. And then it becomes, playing on their own illnesses and their own addictions in order to do this. You know, they say, well, we put a certain amount of money aside to help people like that. But we all know it's hypocrisy. It's terrible. In terms of the horse races, this stuff has been going on for as long as mankind has been around. Man and womankind, I should say, has been around. And it is nothing new. As Marie Antoinette was said to have said, but she probably didn't say, let them eat cake.
Well, the cake known as the stock market has plunged further amid doubts about China.
David, we probably should have started with this. This is the most important story right now, because for those of us of a certain age, I certainly remember the coming out of the Great Depression. I was born in 1941, so it was basically over. But, you know, when a worldwide depression happens, everybody suffers. Now, everybody's playing this as if this is a market correction, and it may be. It may be a correction. It may mean that our stocks have been overvalued. But a lot of people are going to get hit by this, and as a result, it's going to be like dropping wine on a paper towel. You're going to see the tentacles going out in all different directions. It's going to affect things like real estate and everything else. So it's terrible. And it could really continue, and there could be a certain amount of real unhappiness as a result of this.
From the Weekend in Review in the New York Times, Donald Trump has staying power, at least a seemingly broad coalition. Another insurgent in the presidential race, Bernie Sanders, drawing Obama-style crowds. Hillary Rodham Clinton, sensing trouble, said she would suspend her vacation. And Joe Biden, also sensing trouble for her, thought harder about jumping in.
Well, look, the middle range people in the United States are sick and tired of conventional politics. It's not that they know a lot about it. They just know it's eh. And so they go for people who offer simpler messages. Donald Trump says, send them all back. When confronted with, how do you do that? He says, well, you know, I keep hearing it's 11 million, maybe it's 30 million people that have to go back. He won't answer the question. But he gives a very simple answer and latches onto the jingoism and the other anti-immigrant feelings that exists around the world. And so he's got his crowd, no question. And Bernie Sanders says, look, this country is a country for the rich. We have to start dealing with the banks. We have to start making it more equitable. And there are a lot of people who believe in that message. So it is a time of instability. But on the other hand, David, if you think about it, this is really a time when a lot of Americans don't know a damn thing about politics and aren't willing to deal with the nuances and want simple answers.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Welcome.
I'm picking Valentine, cause on the morning line, this disguise got a figure at 5 to 9.
It's cheap, says the horse, has chance.
This guy says the horse has chance.
For Paul Revere, I hear his chance.